Difficulties in analyzing the event of Karbala. From previous discussions, it is evident that there is a necessity for us to analyze the uprising of Imam Hussein. It is not that the uprising itself requires our analysis, rather it is we who need to analyze this uprising. Without this analysis, we will not be able to reach its depth, whether that is for today or tomorrow. It is not possible that without this analysis someone will actually be able to comprehend the reasoning for this uprising. You have yourself seen that since the time of the uprising till today, everyone has presented different interpretations for the reasons of this uprising, depending on their perspective and understanding. Also, we cannot claim that in spite of all these educational and research efforts, we have understood properly the reality of this uprising. On one hand, it is important that we are aware of some analysis of it and have an understanding about its reality and the spirit with which it occurred. However, on the other hand, we are faced with several major problems in interpreting the events of such nature. First difficulty, personal opinions. I will present before you first of such problems, which is actually a catastrophe in its own right. The problem is that with an incident like Karbala, which was determined to be public and has become common among the masses, becomes a victim of public opinions. When an incident becomes public to such an extent, then it becomes an area of public opinions. It becomes an area of public opinions and perspectives which gets added in its interpretations. Let's put Karbala aside and look at something else that is also common, as a result of which it also experiences similar problems. An example would be religion itself, because religion is for everybody and not only a particular category or individual. Rather, it is for the old or young, the male or the female, everybody, the generations who have passed, the current generations and the future generation. It is related to everything and everyone, hence it is common. That is why when there is some religious work that is required, then we use the phrase, "I am not the owner of religion," or "he is not the owner of religion." This is correct also. Truly, religion is for everyone and no single individual can be its owner or caretaker. Since religion is for everyone, it is natural, and we are all aware that it has become a victim of several issues. If it had not been for everyone, then maybe it would not have faced all these problems. There are many professions and sciences which are not for everyone, and because they are not common, they are not faced with any problems. For example, there is the study of mathematics, which is not for everyone. Only a particular category studies it and has an interest in it. Therefore, you will see that there are no arguments or any fights. There are sects in religion, but there are no sects of mathematics. A professor of mathematics will never give a ruling of murderer of another professor due to a difference in the theory, or by saying that I have written the formula this way and he has written it that way, and so he is out of the circle. This has not been done in the past, and if it does occur in the future, then the people will only think that the professor has gone crazy. Sects cannot be accepted in mathematics, physics, chemistry and many other things. Now in politics, there are categories and also sects. And the problems religion faces are also faced in politics due to the same reason that politics is also common and for the public. Mathematics is for a particular category, where the individuals specializing in it have the capability of understanding how to use it, and if there is a problem that arises, then how to solve that problem. However, a religious person or a politician do not think like that. This is not because there is no knowledge in this, but the only difference is that these two are related to public and the public is also a participant in it. Now, if something is related to the public, then several aspects have to be looked upon and several things need to be negotiated. The public is such a participant that it does not consider anything. The other side looks after every aspect of the benefits of the public, but the public does not consider any of their objectives. As a result of this, something that is public or common will definitely undergo distortions, alterations, arguments, because the public opinion and views changes continuously from one color to the other. So just being public can be dangerous for certain things. If you want to preserve something, then it is best to ensure that the public does not hear about it. But on the other hand, it is must for politics and religion to be public. It is not possible to put religion in a corner of a room, in a cover, or in a religious school. Even though efforts have been made to take the religion away from the public and restrict it to the religious schools or mosques, and not let it enter our streets and our houses, but this has been unsuccessful. There have been great efforts of making big buildings and then restricting religion into it, so no one enters these buildings. But religion is strong and capable of overcoming these hurdles and reaching the hearts of the people. Though this is good, but then this also creates a problem. Religion is a public thing for everyone, a source of guidance for everyone. Now religion has come for everyone, but it is not possible that individuals do not influence it. Religion influences individuals, but then individuals also influence it. Politics is also similar. It influences a common person, and a common person also influences it. Now if you observe, you will note that the main problem that has arisen in religion are because of it being public, and it is not possible to simply ignore the public. The public's opinion, benefits, happiness are important, and sometimes there is a dispute between the religion and the public, and as a result, both participants need to be considered, religion as well as the public. There are several examples in history where you will note that religion has been compromised for the public, and sometimes where the public has been compromised for the religion. This was just a evil instincts. Allah has placed a capability in us of derivations, deductions, and conclusions. Because this capability is not well trained, it acts like a naughty child, a small devil. No child was created naughty. Every child was pure, but everyone has been a child. Even those who are very serious now have been naughty. All the children today will grow up and become serious and sincere. They become devilish due to the lack of guidance from parents, the environment of the family not being appropriate. It is not that the child is created with an evil character, but due to several reasons, the child turns into a beast. It is not the child that is actually naughty, but his environment has made him that way, and the same child, if raised properly, can also be good. Similarly, in all of us, there is an environment that exists inside. Allah has created a very pure environment in us, and this environment helps us with the power of understanding, and this power helps us so much that it takes us to the point of making conclusions and inventions. Look around yourself and you will see that there are many things that we are invented which have now been invented. This is all the result of the capability of invention that has been placed inside us. Otherwise, we would still have been traveling on camels. This is also the power of creation, which is in reality the power of thought, the power of comprehending. Thus, there is a power of invention placed in us. However, this is only that when it matures, then it invents. But when it is not guided instead of positive inventions, it starts to do devil. This power is in all of us. infallibles, fallibles, educated, non-educated, a person living in the city or someone in the villages, a person in the past or someone in the current era, religious or non-religious, everyone has this power. If given the proper guidance, it starts to invent, otherwise it goes to the wrong side. All problems comes because of this, and the first problem is that this raises lies in the stage of understanding something. When we are trying to understand something, this power is present and it starts to do evil. It is said that Shaitan is also always looking for an opportunity. The child needs an environment to show its mischief. Alone he would not do this in an empty room because there is no pleasure. This power of invention and thinking, which has not been properly developed, is also looking for an opportunity. It is not always doing evil. It gets an opportunity when you are trying to understand something. It waits for you to begin once you open a good book, and it gets ready to do its devil work. Like you read two sentences and you get bored and you look for the TV remote control to watch a film. These thoughts arise from inside, and we do not know where these thoughts are coming from. Surely these are the devil's work. But which devil? The devil that is outside or the devil inside? This glass has been broken. Who has broken it? The devil outside, Iblis, or the devil inside, your child? The glass has been broken by the devil, but the devil is your own improperly raised child, the devil whom you made the devil. Similarly, it is said that the devil tempted me to do this, but it was not Iblis, but the devil inside you, which has developed as a result of lack of guidance and improper training. This is the second biggest problem in the stage of understanding and comprehension, that it shows its evil. Now, evilness itself is different. The child from villages will do mischief in a rural manner, where those in the city in a different way. Now this power does it works on the thinking. It makes you think wrong, as a result of which evil ideas arise in you from inside. This is the problem in interpreting something like Karbala. Whenever we reach a stage in understanding religion, Quran or anything related, we start to ponder. One of the ways it does its evil work is to prevent us from actually pondering, to make the subject look boring. However, it is not the same method adopted each time by the devil inside. Sometimes it may want you to read also. Like it is heard that someone was sleeping when the devil came to wake him up for Fajr prayer. The person was surprised because it is known that devil wants you to sleep. He asked the devil, "Why are you waking me up? I know there is something evil in it. Though I don't understand this, apparently it seems like a good deed." The devil says, "Never mind, I am doing a good thing for you, otherwise you would have missed your prayers." The person says, "No, even though it is a good act, but because it is the work of devil, then there is something suspicious about it." Imam Khomeini used to say that whenever America starts being good to us, look at it from the suspicious point of view. Whenever you receive a message of good from this master of devils, then do not be happy, but be very upset, because there is sure to be something very evil about it. If there is an evil message from them, then be calm about it and be assured that it is their evilness that has come through. So the person who has been awakened by devil says that, "I will not read my prayers until you tell me the reason of waking me up like this." The devil says that the reason was that you are a very punctual person in terms of offering prayers on time. You are proud of this. You are proud of this also, that you always offer your prayers on time, and you look at other people with arrogance that they get delayed and read it a bit later. You consider yourself to be superior to others. Now today, you were getting late and if you would had woken up later, your prayers would have been delayed. Because of this, your pride would have suffered, and I did not want this arrogance to go away. I always wanted you to be arrogant. You see that there are so many evils working that the human beings has to ask the devil himself for the evilness in the action. This happens. No one is more religious than the prophets or imams, and they always used to talk to the wrongdoers with kindness and never with arrogance. If you have been blessed with guidance, then thank Allah and do not become arrogant. This is the first evil. Shaitan loves such people who reach guidance but then become arrogant. He himself was arrogant. This is the opportunity for Shaitan. In Quran, Allah addresses Shaitan and asks him why he does not bow to the caliph that Allah has created, and he answers that he is better than him. So whoever utters these words that I am better than the rest, then he is Shaitan. You should be humble. The angels never said that they were better, but always said to Allah that you know better. One such devil is the underdeveloped power of thought, and it only starts its evil when you want to ponder over something. It has pledged to ensure that we do not understand something properly. Like the Iblis, who has promised that he will tempt us to do wrong, similarly, this power has also promised to ensure that you will not understand something properly. Hence, when this problem arises, it changes the unreality into reality and presents that. There is a difference between thoughts. There are two things you know of opinions or stories. There is a difference between opinion and story. Whenever this power rises in us, it creates an evil thought within us. You would have seen historical books which are actually stories. The history has been presented to you as a story. History is the reality of the events, but the thoughts and opinions have converted it into a story. Someone who likes the story can make it into a drama or a film. When we watch it, we do not say that it is a historical story, but we say that this is the history. There is no distinction. The world of faith, religion and politics is like this. Whenever there is a stage of pondering, this evil thought shows its work. You can look into many chapters of Imamat and Prophethood, and you will see that lives of these personalities have been turned into stories, and it is the religious people and even scholars who have added stories around these personalities as history. This gave the excuse for others to dispute on our religion on the basis of these stories. For example, Imam al-Hujjat, an Imam infallible, a Caliph of Allah, has been turned into myths and stories of types. When told to people, they enjoy listening. It is through this power of thinking that Karbala is also affected. Hence, history is now converted into a story. And this has been open to everyone for stepping in and expressing their views. Like a poet came and wrote a poem about it to express his views, and we accepted it to be history. Now if we come to do an exegesis, then there is already in front of us all these self-created opinions, imaginations, which become the major obstacles in the correct analysis of the subject. How will we reach the reality? This is the big problem related to a public topic. It's a target of Castro. We cannot simply get rid of the public aspect because there are men to be public, but this does not mean we can give anyone the right to tell a story about it, express his or her own opinion about it. There is a third way, which is the correct way, and this is to ensure that reality remains reality for us. You will see that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny, being an infallible, who is an infallible in thought and understanding also, and not just in actions. He can understand anything incorrectly, but still in his supplications he says, "Show me the reality, the way it is." Why is he asking Allah to show him the reality as it is? To give an understanding of the things as the things are and not as they appear to be. This is the great supplication of the Holy Prophet, where there is a lesson for us, as he himself is infallible and sees things as they are and not as what they appear to be. But we see things as something else, wherein in reality they are something different. He is teaching us that look into history as history is. Look into events as they are. Look into Quran as it is. Do not include your own personal opinions, thoughts, and imaginations into it.